Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to sing just a verse of a little song I just wrote a couple of weeks ago. And I'd like to sing it tonight for somebody that's going through something. I want to sing it for somebody that don't see your way right now. And maybe to try to encourage somebody whose faith is not as strong as it should be. I don't care what it is you're going through. I came to tell you tonight everything is going to be all right. If you're sick, hold on. If you're in trouble, hold on. Soon as it gets through raining, everything.
Murder.
Thank you, Jesus. There's gonna come a time in your life when you can't find one friend. You can't find one friend. But don't let that worry you. When they move out, good God Almighty, keep them proud. Can I get a witness here? Can I get a witness here?
I need to say that one more time. Somebody needs to hear that, that everything will be all right. Even if you're going through, there's a word of encouragement. Everything too will be all right. We'll find that in our lesson today, how to apply God under trouble. Oh, hallelujah. When you're going through, we make sure you keep your mind stayed on things. Make sure you cling close to God as you go through. Hallelujah. You'll find out you'll have the same testimony that everything will be all right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Again, I say good morning to you. And what's good about this morning? This morning, has its own blessings in it. This morning is full of grace, full of mercy. Oh, hallelujah. May have had troubles on yesterday. May have troubles right now. Maybe in the future, troubles may be on their way. But I come to tell you this morning that everything will be all right. Don't matter if you just got out of a storm, if you're going in a storm, or even if you are in the midst of a storm, that everything will be all right. Just keep your hand, hallelujah, in his hand, and everything will be all right. I'm going to look at James. James, the first chapter in the New Testament, James. Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. This morning, everything will be all right. Let us whisper a word of prayer to God. Father God in heaven, Father, we come right now in the humblest way that we know how, Lord, asking you, Father, to forgive us for sins known and unknown in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day, Lord. We ask you to give us this day our daily bread. And Lord, we just come to say thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Lord, we ask for truly consecration of our mind. Bless us to think on thee. Bless us to meditate on thee. Bless us to even long after thee in the name of Jesus. But we just say thank you, Lord, for being our help in the time of trouble. Lord, we say thank you. Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for it all, and we love you, Lord God. Amen. Everything will be all right. Well, James tells us, James, he's a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings, he says, my brethren. Count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. Diverse is very many temptations, different temptations. In other words, several temptations that you'll fall into when you fall into them, knowing this, that the trying of your faith work it patience. We living in a time that oh, how these times they try men so, oh, hallelujah, where right have become wrong now. And if you speak against the wrongness, you will look the one like you are the one that's out of order. And the thing that used to be wrong, it seemed like it have become and rose to be right now. But my brother, and I come to tell you, count it all joy when you fall into these different temptations, knowing this. Know this. You got to know this and understand this, that the trying of your faith, the trying of that substance, things hope for, the evidence of things that not are seen at this particular time, it worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that it may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Patience, oh, hallelujah. After it have had its perfect work, sometimes we need to, instead of asking the Lord to move things, but help us, give us strength to go through things, because this the thing that will make us better. It will make us better as we go through. Hallelujah, it will make us better. This is how we apply God under these troubled times, the virus temptation, things that we would choose not to do, things that would tempt us off time. If we overcome the very temptation within ourselves, is working that patience, and patience have a perfect work within us, even our own self, before we move to work on someone else. Patience is working within us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being able to hold that tongue sometimes is a patience. Being able to hold that temper sometimes. His patience working. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Hallelujah. If you lack, if you need some understanding, if you need some wisdom, if you need your way made clear, ask instead of running to everyone else. First ask of God and pray about it and see what God has to say about the matter of the thing. Let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abrideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith. Listen. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Oh, hallelujah. There's no stableness about you. But if you lack faith, every time a storm would rise up, if you don't have faith, if you don't have an anchor to stand on, if you don't have hope that looks beyond the situation, that plants your feet firmly no matter what blows, but you'll be that tree that's planted by the river. You're rooted, and no matter how the wind blows, whether you have roots that run deep, deep down in your soul, in the depth of your soul. And no matter what the present time is, no matter how you pushed and tossed, you have been rooted and grounded in faith that you just know the Lord will make a way somehow. You can't not figure out the way that he's going to make, but you just know that you know that you know that you know. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, that's that hope that I am talking about. But let him ask in faith. Hey, not wavering, not wavering, not doubting. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea. You know that wave of the sea, it goes to and fro, it goes to shore, then it goes back out to sea. It's just moving. The wind is tossing it about. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Verse 7. Let's read that again. Verse 7. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And that was for you. I'm going to read it one more time for somebody else. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Well, James, that first chapter of James and that seventh verse, brethren, tells you, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And well, if you're praying to the Lord or you be asking God for something, but your faith is not firm and you're not even sure what you're asking for yourself, how do you think God's going to come and answer that when you don't, you yourself not even sure what you want or what you need? But I like to ask the Lord, Lord, take care of our special needs. He knows what we need better than what we need ourselves. And just ask him for understanding that we can understand. Hallelujah. And trust in him no matter how dark it looks or how dim it may look to our physical sight. But spiritually, we trust in him and we hope for the best. And we trust him and we know that he's going to make that way that we cannot see even as of this present time. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. One way this way and one way that way. No stability about him. A double-minded man is unstable, unsure. He may be positive this moment, maybe negative the next moment, maybe up this time or down this time. And mostly when he's like that, he's more down than he is up. And let the brethren of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. Oh, hallelujah. When you have rooted faith, you are exalted. You, oh, hallelujah, you're more richer. You're more, hallelujah, more strength than you know that you have. Let the brother blow the green. Humble is the way. Humble, there is some the stability about of low degree. You can rejoice in that he is exalted. See, you're ready to be humble, your ear is open unto the Lord, that he may lift you. But the rich, in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. The sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof faileth. And the grace of the fashion of it perish, so also shall the rich made, the rich, verse 11, the rich man fade away in his way. See, you are made strong by the things that you suffer. You should count it all joy when you are tempted and you start to come over them temptations. You're made stronger. You're made wiser. You can understand that the things that have made you fall, and the one thing about it, though, we fall, but we should get up, and the thing about it, learn from that tripped us up, so we can stir from it next time. Next time we can be more obedient rather than blood sacrifice. Next time we can be saying thank you, Lord, instead of I'm sorry, Lord. Next time. Christianity teaches us that men to be joyful under these troubles. Such exercises are sent from God. Love and trials in the way of duty will brighten these trials, that will brighten our graces now and our crown at last. Let us, children, let us take care in times of trials. Take care in times of trials, that patience, and when we are patient with even ourselves, patience and not passions. Patience, oh, be patient, give God some time to work on you. Give God some time to work on others, and let us not be irritated because someone is moving slower than what we are. But have just as you have had patience with yourself, have patience with someone else. It's meant to work in us. Whatever is said or done, let patience have the same and doing of it. When you're going through, hallelujah, remember to pray. When you're going through, ask the Lord to work it out. Ask him for his understanding. You know, just a couple of years ago, we were in this pandemic, and my prayer was that God, that we would learn from what lesson God is allowing us to be taught, that we would learn our lesson. That was my prayer. My prayer was for healing as well, but let us learn for what it is no good if we don't learn from that we go through, that if we don't learn and be wise, if we don't learn, hallelujah, if we don't learn how to contain and control the things that have that have messed things up, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that God may, and the patience may have, is performing a perfect work within us, oh hallelujah, even our Christian race. Oh, praise the Lord, if we're going to finish this race that is set before us, oh hallelujah, we should not pray so much for the removal of affliction as for wisdom to make a right use of it. Hallelujah, the lessons that we need to learn, we need to be praying that God help me to hold out until my change come. Lord, help me to understand and to see what you're trying to teach me. Hallelujah. James here is trying to get it over to them. It's letter to James. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be double-minded in the thing, but listen and be humble. Accept chastisement, hallelujah. Accept corrections. Accept, hallelujah. Knowing that you should be of low degree, you should rejoice in that, boy. Then this, you are made rich, hallelujah. Even if patience having its perfect work, be still and know that God, He is God. Be and watch him work even in this patient, as it's working, patience having its perfect work. In hallelujah, even in you, patience will help you pull off the blinders, staying in something a little while, and causes you to draw more nigh unto God. And when you draw more nigh unto him, he will draw nigh unto you, because you have shown an interest, care what he care about. You have shown an interest to remove the thing that hinders your relationship with him. You have shown an interest, and then God will open up unto you wisdom and understanding. Hallelujah, hallelujah, but let it have its perfect way. Oh, because I told you the other day over there, Corinthians tells us that we know in part, we prophesy in part, but then when that perfect is come, that is in part shall be done away with. Hallelujah, God is continually, every day he allows you to look upon a day that you never seen before. God has given you another chance to get it right, another chance to be better than what you have been, another chance to help put this puzzle together that we call life, another chance he's given you to be more loving, more kind, more patient, more wise, another chance, hallelujah, that you may fight the good fight of faith, another chance to go on a little while longer to tell of his goodness, his grace, and his mercy, another chance to repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry, help me, give me strength, help me to be better than what I have been. Lord, I understand. I've been looking. I've been even examined myself. And I see where I have fallen short, Lord. Help me get it together. Hey, help me, help me, help me. But let him ask in faith. Asking these things in faith, not wavering, for he that waveth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind, hallelujah, and tossed about. You see, we have these certain winds that blow in our life, winds of unsurety, winds of hearsay, winds of unsound doctrine, winds, hallelujah, winds with all mixed with lies. See, what the adversary does to get your attention, he'll get a little truth and he'll get a little lie mixed in together, the truth that you may lean your ear to it. But once God have allowed you through his Holy Spirit to be able to discern that is mixed, truth and error is mixed together, flee from it, resist it, hallelujah. Bind the devil, resist the devil, and he will flee. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. If unsure and wavery, you're not going to receive anything, but you need to know that you know that you know that you know. Hey, herein, this second verse was told us, my brother, count it all joy. So that's what I say to you. We heard a song that everything would be all right. Hallelujah. How James Cleveland sung that, so everything will be all right. So my brother, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, many temptations. When you fall into several things that will try to trip you up, this is how you apply God to God under trouble. This is how you apply the God in you. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. Make sure the God that's in you, the Holy Spirit that's in you, make sure he's all round about you. Cling and join yourself with someone that can help you, hallelujah, that has that same hope, that, hallelujah, that have that same blessed assurance. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not saying to put yourself in a bubble, but I am saying put yourself in a bubble. cling to them, put your hope on things eternal, and hold on to God unchanging. He, and in the midst of you going out into divers temptation, in the midst of you dealing with unclean men, oh, hallelujah, but You should be the light that's coming around, that's shining on the darkness. If they hate to see you come, it's not them. Oh, hallelujah. It's not you that they hate, but it's what you possess. Hallelujah. It's not, oh, hallelujah. And ain't nobody mad. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. But I love you. Oh, this is how you humble. This is how you humble. Trouble for the sun. In verse 11, for the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withers the grass, flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perish. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. You know, hallelujah, the ungodly are not so. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than it is for a rich man. Hallelujah. Because rich man is going to try to stay rich all that he can. He'll find himself becoming evil. Those riches that he was be blessed with, instead of him giving it to the poor and finding more ways that he could help, hallelujah, somebody, he'll start to see how he can keep more riches for himself and even get more riches, and don't care who he has to step on or push down. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But those that are rich in spirit and have a big heart, those are the blessed ones. Blessed ones. But the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. These are the words of the Lord. I give to you James, first chapter, the first through the 11th verse. May God add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing, and to those of them that his words. There's a blessing in obedience. There's a blessing in obedience. I'm going to say it one more time. There's a blessing in obedience. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. That's a little short lesson for you. Hallelujah, but we love you. Oh, hallelujah. We're at the point of our service so we can come and be a blessing. Oh, hallelujah. One prayer, we're here. Hallelujah. Someone have someone that, oh, we're here. Someone needs something understood to them that they didn't understand, and they perhaps it didn't make clear. We're here. Hallelujah. God bless you. I see you. Hey, Martha. God bless you. Hallelujah. She sends in lessons from a toothache. Lessons from a toothache. If you endure chastisement, God deals with you as with sons. Hebrews 12:7. So true. So true. God's hand of discipline is a hand of love. You write about that God discipline. God care enough to correct you. You need to be chilling. Thank you. You need to count it all joy when you fall into these things. Count it all joy. Various temptations. His disciple, through though perhaps painful, is wise, and his touch is loving. He loves us too much to let us remain as we are. Praise God. He wants to conform us to the likeness of his son. You write about it. Jesus, Romans 8:29. God's purpose of love can be trusted more than any of our emotions or fears. I hear you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. You open, Brother D. You may be on mute. You open. God bless you.
Amen. Good morning, my brother. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lord, we do want to give honor to God, to our Lord and Savior. Tell him thank you for allowing us to come together once more and again. I want to tell God thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning. Many laid down last night. Didn't see this morning. Many laid down last night, Rip. is on their way to judgment seat, and we just tell God thank you that he's still keeping us and still blessing us. Blessing us with some more food this morning. I thank God I was able to hear yesterday with the young man that I was with didn't want to turn down Al Green. So I said, I turn up Jesus. So I just turned my headset up a little louder. And you drown me out, I'm going to let the Lord drown you out. But I just want to tell my brother to keep my brother Tim in prayer. Keep us in prayer. Keep us in prayer.
Yes, sir.
We want to ask the Lord to just continue to bless us. Ask God to continue to keep us. We're on a road that we just can't make it without him. Some of us feel, and I heard you when you said it, my brother just came back to me, brother, he's getting old. He don't remember like he used to. I heard you when you spoke on the rich man. You know, and we just can't be like the rich man. We got to understand and realize we just can't make it without him. Rich man, in a lot of ways, feel like he can just buy whatever he wants. And rich man felt so far out of line until they wrote a song about him. They said if religion was a thing that money could buy, they said the rich would live and the poor would die. And when I heard that song a long, 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 long time ago, I was able to tell God, thank you, that religion is not for sale. I was able to tell him, thank you, that he give it to man freely. I just tell Lord, thank you, Lord. I ask that you just continue to bless these servants, Lord. Continue to bless Reverend Henry. Continue to give him strength to be able to get up and feed us in the morning. It's a job to get up and feed us every morning. We ask the Lord to continue to bless you, my brother, and keep you in perfect peace. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God, he is God.
Amen.
God
bless you.
And he can.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God today. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for your words of encouragement. Thank you for faithfulness. Hallelujah. You know, Abraham was faithful and God accounted that unto him for righteousness. say what you will about us that try to do the best we can while we can, but I'm glad about that. God looks at our efforts. He looks at our efforts. We keep on being faithful. Keep on being faithful, and that you have need of or that you lack, God will. Cover that, oh hallelujah. God will look at your efforts, oh praise the Lord, at your motives and even your heart, even if the heart is not right, but if you're doing something, and God will change that heart in the midst of it. Come here, Saul on the road of Damascus, then God changed heart. Oh, hallelujah. He's doing what he was doing and thought he wasn't right. But Jesus stepped in, why persecute thou me? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God like people that try to do, even if you're wrong, but if you have a spirit of you trying to do, you're trying to be moving, God don't want no lazy coward soldiers. He wants people that get up and move. God will give you direction in that movement. God will help you because you see faith. Faith has a positive and faith has a negative as well. You may have negative faith, but you have it. But God can turn that negative faith into positive faith. Hallelujah. And it starts working for the good. And we know all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. So they're called. That are called to his purpose. Our purpose is to be children of God. Our purpose is to be loving up. Our purpose is to show me, give me in salvation. Our purpose is to help me and be saved from the very effects of evil. Our purpose is to pray for one another, hope for one another success. And when you see somebody that may have gone astray, instead of pointing the finger, Why not using those same hands that you would point the finger, but put them together and humbly bow your head to God to bless them, ask God to keep them, ask God to strengthen them. And hallelujah, it ain't no secret. Hallelujah, what God can do, what he's done for others, it's not no cliche.
Yes,
he'll do the
yes,
same thing for you if you believe in him, if you trust in him, if you hope in him. God will perform it. God, I expect a miracle every day.
I expect a miracle.
And you need to go expecting it. God will open up the floodgates of heaven, and he will pour out his blessing upon you.
When
you come expecting, you come expecting. Don't come out of tradition, but come expecting. Lord, I need you. I need you every minute, every hour. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Come expecting God to do it. Come expecting God to perform it. Come to expecting God to be just what he has been. Eons and eons of time he's been doing. Hey, he's been great. He's been wonderful, mighty counselor. Hallelujah, a healer. He's been a healer. Just because he haven't done it when you want him to done it, don't mean he ain't doing it anymore. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still setting free. I believe it. I believe it. Sometimes you have to just talk it up. Sometimes you have to renew your mind in it. Sometimes you have to even remind yourself, Brother D said, you know, don't remember like you used to. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm glad that God helps us all to remember when we talk about it.
Yes.
When we talk about it, we continue to. You may forget it one moment, but when you keep talking about it, you'll be reminded. Or when you hear somebody talking about it, you say, "That's right, God is good." Regardless of my circumstance and my situation, I may be going through because that's what his design is for me right now, to go through that. I may be better. Hallelujah! These trials and the tribulation, they try me. They try me, but. Oh, when the patients have that perfect work, I shall come through as per gold. I shall come through because I've been tried, I've been tested, and I'm still standing. Hey, hallelujah.
Yes,
I love it. Yes. I love it.
I love it.
Only somebody. Only somebody can take that you have, that little that you have that we decide to give to God. That little, some people give God as little as they can, and they give the devil all as much as he wants. But if you give God just a little, God has a way to take that little and he turns it into a lot. God has a way, if you just give him your ear just for a moment, he has a way to ease all that faith, hallelujah, coming by hearing. And when you hear that word of God, no matter how you try to fight against it, but after you hear it, then it go down and the seed has been planted. Oh, and it's up to you to nourish it, to water it. Oh my God! But you can't forget about that seed that has been planted because it's in there. Hallelujah! It's under there, but you can activate that thing. Hallelujah! The more you give us to God, the more you give unto God, just think on him. Hallelujah. The more he give him chance to talk to you. Oh, hallelujah. The more you give him chance to brighten up your day. Hallelujah. The more you give him chance, hallelujah, to be all that he wants to be to you. Oh, my God. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Oh, praise the Lord. We thank God for you. Thank you for calling me in. Thank you for blessing God that he blessed us, that made this service to be what it was, what it is, hallelujah, and what it will be to each and every one of us. But God bless you. God keep you is our continual prayer, and we thank God for you. Keep praying for us. Hallelujah. Keep hoping for God to be just what he has always been. Hallelujah, for he's a sovereign God. Remember that as well. He decides to bless us. He decides to be loving, but any moment he can. Because he's a sovereign God. He can choose to do something differently. Hallelujah. Who can counsel God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For we all have sin and know this and come short of his glory. So these things, hallelujah, that he's allowing us, it is grace. and his mercy. Hallelujah. Well, justice would have prevailed. We know our place and where we would be, but I'm so glad that he looked beyond our faults and he saw what we needed, and what we needed was more of him, and what we needed, what we continue to need, for he is our lifeline. Oh, hallelujah, for he is the very air that we breathe. You don't believe me? He breathed on man, and man became a living soul, but without that breath, if God just decides and chooses to take that breath away from us, and we thank him so strong. You need to know just how powerful, my God, is. The only thing you have to do is look your way. Hallelujah. And the body will start to act a different way. Hallelujah. You better know who we serve.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we run to his grace. We run to his mercy. We run and we repent and we ask for his forgiveness, for he's an all-powerful, all-knowing, almighty God. We come humbly before him. Hallelujah. And just with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking him for allowing us, even it's even a privilege that he allowed us to come together. And come together, you should tell God thank you. In the midst of all that's going on, he allowed us to come together and we get strengthened. He allowed us to come together, Brother D, and we stop by that spiritual gas station. That we open up our heart, just like our tanks are empty sometimes, but we open up our heart and we stop by that physical. we stop by that gas station when our tanks get empty, but so we stop by the old hallelujah spiritual gas station, and God allows his, as we connect to that vine, he allows his Holy Spirit to fill us up, to strengthen us, that we may go on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank him. We thank him. Hallelujah. And we love him in the name of Jesus. We thank him and we love him in Jesus' name. Continue to keep praying for us. Continue to pray for one another. Continue to love on one another. Continue to pray and allow God to have his way. Continue to come together, for when we come together, we are strengthened. When we come together, when we show God's love, we are strengthened. We strengthen ourselves and we strengthen one another, and continue to pray for one another that God may continue to answer our prayer, continue to keep us. Well, it is going to come a time that man won't endure sound doctrine. And even the very elect of God, oh, hallelujah, even that scares me, for even the very elect of God is going to go out of the way. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But we thank him. I used to hear the elders say, as him thanking for awaken me in my right mind, thanking him for being a mind regulator, thanking him for keeping us. Oh, hallelujah. It's not by chance, but it is by God's grace. Hallelujah, that he is continually to keeping us in the midst, because Jesus told Simon that what Satan desires to do, and not only for Simon, you put your name there, Satan desires to kill and destroy you as well. He don't want to land you. No, he wants to kill you. He wants to get you out of here. He wants to destroy you. If he could, he'll take your soul if he could. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm glad God's grace and his mercy is our protection. His blood covers us. His name while redeemed. Let the redeem of the Lord say so. That right there, you can count it all joy, because you're redeemed. You're redeemed. Some people, but even Christians, they don't want another Christian to be redeemed. They don't want another Christian to be forgiven. Shame on you. That's what Reverend Henry says. Shame on you. But you should want us all to be forgiven, and that we may give another chance, that we may be better than what we have been. Not to continue in sin, but to be better than what we have been. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what a time when we all get together. What a time when we all get together, when we rejoice, when we're going to sit down by the bank of the river. We will all get a time when we study war no more. Hallelujah.
No more.
But when we get able to see his face, we'll tell him, amen, hallelujah, as we went through these trials and these tribulations, as James, hallelujah, as that letter of James was spoken of, as we went through and we held fast, we kept the fight, as Timothy said, we fought the good fight of faith. Oh, I'm glad about it. Keep on in the fight. Stay in the fight. Stay in the race. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep on running. Keep on moving. God, speed to you. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Continue to pray for us. Hallelujah. As we all go to God in prayer, I'll ask God that he will continue to shine his grace and mercy upon us, his love, that we may continue to show a dying world that he yet lived, that we may continue to cling together. Hallelujah. Resist evil, and so the devil, he will flee, but long after goodness. Hallelujah, for it is our lifespan. Learn, lean and yearn after righteousness, holiness, for it is going to make us better and make us shine more brighter. Lean and depend upon him, for it's going to cause Jehovah God. Hallelujah, you don't believe me, over there in Psalm 91. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I let you go, before I let you go, Psalms.
Yes.
Just encourage somebody. Somebody need to know that. Somebody might not know it. Hallelujah. But just in case, listen, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You dwell in the secret place. You're young, yearning for God. He said, by faith, you chose God for your protector, and he will protect. Hallelujah. He is your refuge. He is your strength. He is your provider. He is your healer. Let him know, Lord, I look to you rather than look to others. Lord, I depend on you. Lord, I'm trusting you to bring me through, to bring me through safely. Lord, you are my refuge when I don't know where else to go but to you, Lord. To you, hallelujah, you have been that for me in times past, and I know that you are that for me right now. And even when when I come to this time again, I know that you'll be there. I know that you that dwelling in that thing, in that secret place of the Most High, you shall abide under the shadow of anywhere. And you know, when there's heat, when you look for shade, when there's heat, you look for a tree that's standing, that branches, they spread out, and the sun shine on them, and they provide shade. And those that are, hallelujah, are seeking to get out from the sun, they go up under that shade tree, and where it's coolness under his shadow, hallelujah. Come in on after the heat. There's cooling up under that tree as he desires to let the wind blow. Even let his Holy Spirit blow up on you as you come out of the heat.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shine on me. Let the light of the light have, let it just shine on me, Lord. Let it just shine. I need you. Strength, Lord, talk to him like this sometime. Give him some time and watch him do just as he always has been. Watch him do unto you. Watch him reveal unto you. Hallelujah, as you give him some time. But count it out, George. Count it out, George. We thank him. We thank him today. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. And we love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. We're so thankful of your mercy. Never want to take your mercy and your grace for granted. Lord, we're thankful that you're allowing it to be shed upon us. You're allowing it to be covering for us. You're allowing it, oh, Father God, to help us with our mistakes as we fall. But when we fall, let us know that, Father God, that we should repent and run after thee, Father God, when you have bring us into the knowledge that we have strayed away or we have fallen. Father God, you know who's out of the ark of safety. You know that the one that needs the lifeline, throw it out to him, Lord. You know, hallelujah. You know even the prayer request that brother be offered up, a continual pray for, hallelujah, the loved one he spoke of, brother Tim. Keep him, Father God, regulate his mind. Whatever the trouble is, you know better than we. We ask that you look upon his special needs, Father. We asking we pleading of you, Lord God. Have your way, Father God, in us, with us, and through us. Bless us that we may be able to bless you back. That we continue to show a dying world that you yet live. We will continue to show and tell of your goodness to others, that they may come and taste and see that you are good. You are just what we have proclaimed you to be. You are just what we have talked about. We tell you, thank you, Lord. We love you and we thank you. Much obliged to you. Lord, we just can't thank you enough. Oh, thank you for every caller, every listener, everyone come praying and blessing this broadcast to be just what it is, a worship service unto you, that we may come together in love and asking you to teach us, Lord, and we will be taught, asking you to love us, Lord. We will be loved in that same love that you have loved us with. Bless us to love one another. Oh, hallelujah. Bless us to genuinely care for one another. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you and we love you, God. We thank you and we love you, God. Thank you for every caller, every listener, everyone praying, Father God. We thank you. Every prayer request, we thank you, Father God. Every golden nugget, as we call them, that you bless, and our Annie that you've given unto us to help us in this ministry. We thank you, Lord. We love you. We thank you for all these gifts that you've given unto us and continue to be that blessing. Continue to be that light for us and bless us to be followers of the light. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
When I think of precious memories, I think about my grandmother, cornbread. I think about her pound cake. I think about her barbecue sauce. I think about looking beside her bed on a little nightstand where her glasses and her Bible. And every once in a while there were some dentures laying up there. She'd be down on her knees praying before she went to bed. And I always wanted to talk to my grandmother. That's my mother's mother there, sitting there. But she would pray so long, I'd fall asleep. One night I'm determined I'm not going to fall asleep. I'm going to stay awake till Big Mama gets off her knees, because I like to talk to her. I used to lay beside her in bed, and she'd answer all my questions. I remember I was able to stay awake long enough for her to wake up. But when she got up, she rolled over in bed, opened her Bible, and began to read another hour. I said, I'm giving it up. I'll talk to her in the morning. I saw that habit of her kneeling beside her bed and praying. And it just thrilled my heart. Those memories are precious, and they have carried me to this day. They're precious. Everybody say precious. Say it again. That precious secrets, sacred scenes, they unfold. I think my godmother's the first person I heard sing this. Godmother, you remember this song? Sitting out there with that pretty purple hat on tonight. Sing it if you know it.
Just memories. Does anybody have some in here tonight? How they linger. How they ever. How they ever. Blood my soul.
want to see, yeah. I love this verse. Inside our worlds, way over in the middle of the night, when my soul gets a little lonely. Anybody ever been there? The truth, the real truth of Jesus, His love is cold. Hey, yeah, Jesus whispered. With me, everybody, precious memories. Every heart is singing. Oh, Lordy. They seem to keep on lingering in my mind all these years. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, that all is done for me. You just feel them flooding your soul, flooding your mind, flooding your life.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord God.